4. And the prayer rule, 7 times a day do I praise thee. Psalm 119, verse 164. When you carry out your prayer rule, particularly from a book, do not rush from one word to the next without having completely felt its truth, without having placed it on your heart, but make it and constantly make it your labor to feel with your heart the truth of what you are saying. Your heart will resist this, sometimes with laziness and stony insensibility towards what you are reading, at times with doubt or unbelief, some sort of internal fire and straightness, sometimes with a distractedness and deviation into some worldly object and cares, at times by remembrance of wrongdoing on the part of your neighbor and a feeling of revenge and hatred towards him, at times imagining the pleasures from reading novels or worldly books in general. Do not be self-loving. Conquer your heart. Give it to God as a well-pleasing sacrifice. My son, give me thy heart. Proverbs 23rd chapter 26th verse. And your heart will make you his own, will join you with God and all the heaven, and you will be filled with the Spirit and his gifts. Truth, peace, and joy, love, meekness, long-suffering, compunction of the heart. You want to hurry up and complete your prayer rule in order to give rest to your wearied body? Pray with your heart and you will fall into the most tranquil, quiet, and healthy sleep. Do not rush to pray haphazardly. You will win through half an hour of prayer, 3 entire hours of the most healthy sleep. You are in a hurry to go to service or work. Get up earlier. Don't sleep in and pray diligently. You will acquire tranquility, energy, and success in the matters for an entire day. Is your heart yearning to get to matters of the earthly vanity? Overcome it. Let his treasure be not earthly vanity, but God. Train your heart to cling most of all to God in prayer, and not in vain bustling of the world, and you will not be put to shame in a day of your illness and in an hour of your death, like the rich man in the worldly vanity and the beggar in faith, hope, and love. If you do not pray, as I have said, then you will have no progress in life, faith, or spiritual wisdom. St. John of Kronstadt. For the novice, it is not beneficial to complete the prayer rule alone. This is why there are church rubrics which forbid arbitrary prayer and prescribe that all those who live in a monastery must offer up their prayers to God together in the Church of God, except for the ill who are confined to the cell due to illness, and the elderly who have matured enough for individual prayer in the cell. Bishop Ignatius. If someone were to ask me, how should I carry out the matter of prayer? I would say to him, become accustomed to it in the presence of God, or keep the memory of God and be in reverence. In order to sustain such memory, select a few brief prayers, or simply take the 24 short prayers of St. John Chrysostom, prayers before bedtime, and frequently repeat them with the appropriate thoughts and feelings. As this becomes more habitual, your head will become more enlightened with the memory of God, and your heart will become warmer. In such a state, finally, in the heart, the spark of God will ignite the ray of grace. You cannot create this in any way, for it comes directly from God. Then you will be able to remain with the Jesus prayer alone, and so fan the spark of prayer into a flame. This is the direct path. Bishop Theophan. One should not suddenly embark on such a prayer, but first let each one become accustomed to praying from the heart using the customary prayers and the prayers of the church. Later, when someone begins to immerse himself into prayer, he may practice the Jesus' prayer, carelessly, and in doing so observe the memory of God with fear and reverence. He may practice the Jesus prayer ceaselessly, and in doing so observe the memory of God with fear and reverence. Never become puffed up because of the prayer rule, and do not think that there is anything valuable in the fact that you have such a rule and that you always keep it. The entire valley lies in falling down before God in one's heart. In every possible way, one must avoid formally or mechanically saying a prayer. Let it every time be a matter of rational free choice, and it must be carried out in full awareness of feeling and not haphazardly. One must approach the rule of prayer in complete freedom. Never approach the Lord haphazardly, but always with great reverence. He does not need either our prostrations or our verbose prayers. A cry from the heart, brief and strong, this is expedient, and this can be done as one walks alone. And consequently, one may pray ceaselessly. Take care that you do this and direct everything to this end. Saint Epiphanius was asked, how should we conduct the hours? The hours for prayers, there are no particular hours. It must be at every hour and during all minutes. St. Basil the Great was asked, how can one pray unceasingly? He replied, have a prayerful disposition of the heart, and you will pray ceaselessly. Work with your hands, but lift up your mind to God. The apostles traveled the entire world over, and what an abundance of labors! But in the meantime, they prayed without ceasing, and they wrote down this commandment. The spirit of faith, hope, and devotion to the will of God, this is what you need to kindle in your heart. When you read a lengthy prayer rule out loud in the presence of people, then the enemy trips up your heart and extinguishes the word on the lips by the thought that the people don't understand many words and that such prayers are a waste of time. This is obviously ridiculous. And what about the Holy Spirit as a guide to all truth? Can it be that he remains idle and does not act in the edifying way on the human hearts? Did not you yourself sometimes experience this illumination of the heart from the Holy Spirit? Previously you had not understood certain words and expressions, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit opened up your mind to understand previously incomprehensible words and expressions, and such a sudden illumines your heart, and such a light suddenly illumines your heart. Believe it, the same thing happens to others. Read with firmness of the heart, without pernicious suspicion. Sow the seed. God will make it grow. St. John of Kronstadt. Preservation of the aforementioned rule on the reverentially praying can lead the external behavior of the monastic and the pious layperson into a profitable state, train him in constant reverence and watching over himself. The person who brings his external behavior into order is like a well-finished vessel which has no cracks, into such a vessel one may pour precious mirror and pour it with certainty that the mirror will be safely preserved intact. Bishop Ignatius.